And I think the other thing that that emphasizes, which is something near and dear to my heart, is the importance of appropriately aggressive local therapy. Because if you look at the Oxford Overview analysis on local therapy, what we see for the first time is that appropriate local therapy, whether that's post-mastectomy radiotherapy, post-lumpectomy radiotherapy, impacts survival at 15 years post-treatment. And the magnitude of that benefit on survival in the 5 to 8% range is just the same as what we see with many systemic treatments in lower risk women. So I think that for women who have high oncotype stores, aggressive kind of tumors, the benefit of local therapy is going to be less, but it makes one pause to think about things like not completing an axillary dissection after a positive sentinel node in somebody who has a significant risk of having other positive nodes left behind that could act as metastatic sources.
You were one of the authors on a really fascinating paper discussing this issue of the impact of local therapy on survival and sort of tying into what you were just saying, but there was also a bunch of stuff that you all got into about sort of the theoretical reasons behind, you know, sort of biologically what's going on. Can you kind of like summarize that? Because to be honest with you, it was kind of tough for me to figure that out. It was a little over my head.
I mean, it wasn't clear as mud to you?
No, it was interesting, though. The biology was fascinating.
Well, I think that the argument that we were making about local therapy in that paper, which was the New England Journal of Medicine paper, was that uncontrolled local disease has the potential to act as a source of new metastatic disease in the future. And there are several lines of evidence that support that. If you look at the post-mastectomy radiotherapy data, local recurrence tends to occur early at 2 or 3 years post-treatment, but at 5 years post-treatment, you really don't see a survival difference between the radiated and the non-radiated patients. That comes later, suggesting that, in fact, they are receding. So that makes the argument that aggressive local therapy early on has the potential to be of benefit.